Hi, everybody. That was Joe Berger from New York, an old rock and roller. So let's have a wonderful session tonight here. And today is Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. And let's see here. Let's do an emotional clearing for people that could have had an emotional day, situation. So think of that right now. I'll count to five to release it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And this also will work for your animals and pets. So if you happen to have maybe a bird that got traumatized or something, or maybe your dog had a situation, cat, just think of them right now, and I'll do a clearing for those. So here we go. This is your pet. For pets, so think of them. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain release. Here we go. This is for pets also. We'll do pets first. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do you, the human, hopefully. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. Count to 10 backwards, for count from 10 to 1, we'll say. And this is going to command the energy with your spirit to drop into your heart center. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. We'll turn it over to our co-host tonight, which is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So we're, as Ron said, it's Wednesday, November 24th, and anyone listening to an archive, those clearing sample clearings that Ron just did will work for you, so enjoy those. Let's see, we have a bunch of call-in numbers for today. We're on Station 1, and you'll see the numbers listed there. The best one to try first, I think, is probably the 888 and then 815. 9756 if you're in the U.S. and Canada. And then there are a few others. Ron and I are probably on lines 1 and 2. I would suggest trying 3 after the 888 number, which is 530-413-4522. And, of course, the fast chat. If you have questions that you'd like us to try and get to on the fast chat, just hop on there and type those in. And we've already got a bunch of people saying hi. We've got Freedom and Mo and Marie R., Mike, Anna, Pauline, Dulce, Marie R. again, Ed, and Reva. So good evening to all of you. Let's see. So today is Wednesday, the Friday night Q&A will be happening again this week, just if any of you would like to know. That will happen after the BBS show on Friday, which is on Station 2, which is from 7 to 8 Pacific. And then from about 5 past 8, Ron will be available for that Q&A, which usually runs between an hour and a half, something like that. And the number for that one is 646-519-5800. And then you'll be prompted to put in the PIN number, and that's 9009, and then the pound sign. I think that's about it. There's no questions yet on the fast chat, so if you want to type anything in, anybody go right ahead or call in. And in the meantime, there's one Sunday left on Ron's three Sunday 8-hour healing sessions coming up, and there's a really nice, interesting testimonial that Ron got sent one day this week, today or yesterday, I think. And shall I read that one right now, Ron? Would that be good?
Yeah, that'd be good. This is about the 8-hour calls that this lady has been on. And so it's just, I asked for testimonials from people to see, you know, how they're feeling with the calls. And, you know, it's good feedback for me to see how people are doing. So, yeah,
right.
Go ahead, Carrie. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, so this person says, Ron, I'm writing regarding the organ and nervous system rejuvenation 8-hour intensive Sunday, held on Sunday, November 21st. So that's the one that we just did this past Sunday that I participated in. And as always, it was a very powerful as well as awesome. It was very powerful as well as awesome, especially the profound healings I received. And never to forget the water I received and the effect it had. In your work and that of the Creation Lightship doctors in releasing the various negative alien parasitic life form energies stored in my body and removing density and darkness, I find myself immediately starting to be and feel different and actually have moments of feeling whole. As always, the releases became intense, especially around my head. And yes, you could say there is discomfort, but I am becoming so non-attached to that discomfort that it just does not matter. Each time as I continue these 8-hour sessions, I feel better and better, more in control, more confident, and alive, with the feeling and experience of being different on a different level of which I don't know if I can fully explain. My health has improved so much, especially my eyes and my spine. I find during the call I seem to become more in tune with my spirit, which I will say is not difficult if you are continuously getting these healings. And if you are, then communicating with your spirit can become quite easy and actually seem quite normal. And I do believe that if you just let this happen by getting these clearings and attending the 8-hour sessions, you will develop and enhance the relationship with your spirit, thus finding no need for, let's say, tools to make this happen. At the end of the day, I had a lot more energy, felt light, especially in my head, and centered, felt totally relaxed, not really experiencing highs or lows in emotions, just neutral and at peace. What more could anyone want? And then the next day, which starts the time in between the 8-hour sessions, I am aware of the Lightship doctors continuing their work, which is a tremendous comfort, especially since I have to live in this world at this time. I think most of all, the experience of blissful peace is the best thing that I am starting to feel. Finally, regarding the timelines that are being destroyed and the effect on me, I have to say I have found that I cannot always rely on my day timer anymore. Now I have to rely on my cell phone or even computer to tell me the date and time of day. As these timelines continue to be destroyed, when I wake up in the morning or periodically just during my normal day, I know who I am and I probably know where I am, but I have no idea as to the day, month, or year, or time of day. It could be summer or it could be fall. That is so fascinating to me, but I am glad at least that I know who I am, although just in case I probably could program my computer to let me know my name and what city I live in. That's funny. Again, thank you for what you do and for giving me the opportunity to do these healings for the purpose of ascension. Many thanks. So that's a really lovely testimonial that sums up really nicely what these 8-hour sessions can do for you that Ron does pretty much every month of the year, don't you, Ron, unless you're traveling?
Yeah, that's true, and you can also get on, you know, absentee. We have one more left for this month, this coming Sunday. So the people who have been on the calls, you're still on the Lightship in quarantine, and the Lightship is working with your invisible energetic bodies to bring back wholeness to you. So I have a question here from Mike, looks like, about the brand new clearing that's up. And this is the parallel lifetime clearing. And what it's for all of your previous clearings that you may have had, most of those you'd probably have as a whole lifetime clearing. So you're able to put those into a parallel life and go through those to give you a much more fuller clearing perspective, because the clearings that I normally do are strictly ones that are in the present moment. This is where you should be living. But because people are into parallel lifetimes, taken off without you knowing about it, you can also clear those out and have a wonderful experience with that. So there's quite a bit on there. I'd highly recommend doing each one of the clearings and just start with it and just go through it. And it goes back into different times, going back to 100,000, I believe, B.C. There's lifetimes in there that you can click on. And just start it off and just go through each one and just see how you feel. If somebody out there has tried this clearing so far, you might want to call in if you could and just maybe describe how it's doing for you and what you're feeling. But the main thing is that you're getting out of the parallel lifetime clearings and or you know lifetimes that you're living in. So what I think I'll do is a timeline crash here because people kind of like that out there. So if you're brand new to the program, haven't listened to it for a while or just wonder what we're talking about, I'll use the word parallel life and timeline crashing timelines as the same thing because you're taken, abducted to these timelines. And remember, the darkness controls time. And we'll do some timeline crashing here, so that will bring you back into the present moment. I think I heard a beep out there, so we'll get the caller first. So, do we have a beeper out there?
Yes, I'm Larry.
Is
hi,
anybody
Ron.
There?
Hi, Terry. Can you
do
hear me?
Do we have a caller?
I'm Larry, Ron and Terry. This is Larry.
A mystery beep.
Mystery beep. Okay, so let's do a timeline crash then.
Okay.
So, think of a situation in your life that you're dealing with, typically right now, something that's maybe haunting you, and you could be in a parallel lifetime having this done to you, and maybe you're getting the residue back here. Oh, I heard a beep again. Okay. And so what that means is that you may be bringing forth information from a parallel lifetime, and it's haunting you in this lifetime. Remember, the parallel lives you shouldn't be on. But yet you wake up, maybe you keep thinking of a thought, keeps going into your mind over and over and over again like a mind loop, and you wonder where it came from, and you just don't know. And it's probably from a parallel life. So I want you to think of a situation. It could be a physical problem with your body, and we will now do a timeline crash for you. So here we go. Just tune in, and what happens is the aliens will be connected to that brought you into that parallel lifetime. They'll be terminated unless they go to the light. Most of them do not choose to, but if they do, they can. That's the opportunity. And that timeline that you're riding on, living on, will no longer be in existence, along with everybody else on that same timeline. So it's kind of like taking a carpet. And you're shaking it up in the air, you know, cleaning the dirt off, and everything hops off of that. And normally you come back here, but you could go to another timeline, too. It all depends how the aliens want to deal with you as you get off that timeline. But on the clearing, you get brought back here. So here we go. We're going to do a timeline crash. Think of a situation. And sometimes you have satellites that are actually on you, and the satellites are what the aliens use to give you attack energies, typically to your head. Could be other parts of your body, too, but normally the head is what they want to work with to do the mind control patterns on you. So also take out those satellites. And then we get rid of the programs, too. So here we go. Alien races, the planets. So this is quite an involved clearing. And I'll be putting this one up on the website at some point here that you can actually input into there a situation to crash a timeline. So maybe within a week or two, that should be up, I think. So here we go. Timeline crash. So think of your situation, your problem. I'm going to count to 20 to crash it. And you may feel yourself feeling a little bit at dis-ease because you're going to feel yourself like being released from it. And you might feel like stuff around you is moving a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you can be put back to normal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that one's a rough one. Got my throat here. Let's do again another timeline crash. And you might kind of look in front of you, around you, just see how things are changing. Remember, you're taken from being a clone here, and you might be real on that timeline, so you're being brought back here, getting full consciousness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so apparently Larry was on the line and everybody heard him but us. So, Larry, if you can try and call again, and I don't know what number you came in on, but pick a different one maybe. If you came on the 888, try the 530, and if you tried the 530, try the 888. Maybe we'll be able to hear you. And BBS, if you're listening, just so you know, we had a caller, but Ron and I couldn't hear him. So, okay. So I have a question, Ron. When you're asking each of us to think of something that we want you to crash the timeline for, does that mean you're crashing a whole bunch of them at one time? Different things for different people?
Yeah, so that's what it would be. So let's say that you have a problem with maybe migraine headaches, okay?
Yeah.
That could be maybe that for you. It'll also work with other people on the same timeline, but it could be different problems. But whoever is on that timeline will be off of that. Now, if someone else, you know, thought maybe of a timeline, you know, not knowing that, but they said, yeah, I have a problem with my left toe and it hurts, you know, for no reason at all, then that would be crashed also. Maybe you have a problem with your runny nose or something. That would also be considered a condition. And you could have got that from maybe being out in a parallel lifetime where it's really cold outside, not being dressed warm enough, and you brought that energy back here.
Right.
I heard a beep. We'll try it again. Are you out there, Larry? If that is Larry.
No, this is Anna Graciela.
Okay, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Anna.
So good. That's what I call it. Maybe you can give me help today, please.
Okay,
hello.
How would you like me to help you again?
Oh, my shoulder, my right shoulder, hurting today too bad. And that's the pattern now. Every other day they have it. And now they get it stronger and stronger.
Okay, so let's work with shoulders then. So here we go. Let's see if this will help you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so right shoulder. So we'll do both of them just to balance out.
Okay.
So here we go. So taking away energy there. So let's do a timeline crash with right shoulders. Okay, everybody? We'll see how you're going to be affected by this here. So here we go. 1, crashing this energy. 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of move your shoulders around and just see if, for some reason, maybe they took some of your energetic body templates and had them maybe being, for lack of a better word, not being too negative, but being tortured in your right shoulder. Now do your left shoulder. And we'll be doing also another clearing coming up for your 108 energetic templates.
Okay.
I don't know when that's going to be, but that's in the works also. So here we go. Left shoulder, timeline crash. And sometimes these timelines might take maybe a half a minute to maybe 5 minutes to do, depending on how far out the alien race is connecting you to that timeline.
Okay.
Because the whole thing has to be crashed, okay?
Okay.
Remember, they're in time, we're in the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you might feel a lot of times when the timelines crash, you don't always feel it instantly. You might know that it's leaving, but remember that thing's rippling out there as it's crashing down, and you will feel the thing kind of vibrating in a sense, okay?
Okay.
Kind of like holding, you know, like the stick on something that's moving and it's, you know, bouncing back and forth. And eventually when it crashes, you won't feel anything. But when it is moving out there in the beyondo, you're going to probably feel maybe your body shake, or you might have some type of physical energetic movements inside of it, or you just know that you don't feel right. You could even feel sick, and then all of a sudden you feel better.
Oh, okay.
In fact, when was that? Last night I was driving my car, and at about 8:30 my time that night, I had to pull over and throw up. Because somebody probably was doing something on the website. I think it was more lung-related, maybe with cancer. But that was interesting. That happens to me once in a while. Luckily, it's not too often, but... you know, when you feel perfectly fine, all of a sudden you have to upchuck. It's a little different. So,
hope you hadn't just had dinner.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what happened there. So, like I said, all these healings run through me, so I do have sometimes more of a physical effect on it than other times. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see if that's helped. If anybody wants to call in and maybe explain what they felt on this timeline crash, we can do that. Looks like Peter wants one crash too, but I'll give it back to you here, Carrie.
Okay. Well, we do have quite a few more people on the FOSS chat, so hello to Mike and Pauline and Reva and Tina and Rhonda and Amy and then Pete in Australia and Holly. Quite a few comments about the Lisa was saying from the time release that she felt a huge release of energy and she warmed up instantly. And Rhonda is saying, get out of jail free card. That's nice. And then it was, I think Pete's feeling it in his temples. And my scalp is still feeling kind of weird, hot and pinched. It's like all around my scalp is what I'm feeling. And I think we have another beat. Larry, is that you? Did you get through or do we have somebody else?
Yes, I'm Larry, if you can hear me.
We can hear you. Can you hear Larry,
okay.
Ron?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks, Gary and Ron. Yeah, I had a request for a healing. I had a few questions, too. My first question is the light ship, does it attack hundreds of thousands, but there's millions out there?
Yes. Are you talking about the timeline crashing?
No, I'm just talking about the light ship and the battle with the dark ships. Do they attack? Is it that much? Is it hundreds of thousands that they attack and there's millions of ships out there?
Well, when the light ship comes, they start working on them, and a lot of the battles don't take that long. You know, typically I would say, a half a minute to maybe... 15 minutes is about what most of them will take. A lot of them are just very quick. So it all depends who, what race it is and how strong they are. But, yeah, it's quite interesting. When I go out, I have light around me that's about 12 foot all around me on each side. So it's about 24 foot of light. And
wow.
So I do have some of that. Sometimes, once in a while, it does get penetrated by the darkness. But that's just the way it works. We've been working with the North and South Pole, and then also with that same terminology, the East to West Pole, getting rid of energies there as they're being controlled that way through the different alien races. So that's what we're kind of on now. The West Pole, if you want to call it that, affects the North Pole, and the East Pole affects the South Pole.
Huh.
And so that's kind of the way it works here. And so the aliens know how to control those energies and bring in, this is a lot of this, almost all of this is underground energy, so I don't want to, I use the word, basement and underground and different things. So these are down many, many levels, floors, if you want to use that term, maybe going down to the center of the earth, and the aliens live there and bring in their energies, and then it gets corded through wormholes, vortexes, et cetera, stuff like that, too. The satellites, the stars, the planets, and then eventually to maybe an alien race or something. So that's kind of what it's like. So when the light starts to find these things, and it only works in the now, so it has to find something that's there physically, then it goes after it. So it shouldn't be here to begin with. And so it's not as if the light is looking for something to pick on. It shouldn't be here, and that energy of the darkness is taking away light. So the light has to bring itself back into spiritual integrity. So it has to go out and find the parts of itself, which would be the earth spirit here, and also parts of you. And in the process, they go out and get the alien races that are coming here. So anyway, that's just the way it works, and this is probably why you've been feeling different, people out there, since probably the middle of September, because of the timeline crashing and stuff here, and it does affect everybody. So the timeline crashes are quite interesting, so are a lot of the new clearings that we have. But this is the way, and the lightship right now, timeline crashings kind of started when they were going back from where we are now, going back in time. I think they're about 21,000 years now, B.C., and taking away the religions, the aliens that were here at that particular time to infiltrate the mind energy of the people to get them to pray to them to, take them over, basically. So they're just going back in time, finding out what's here, trying to weed out these energies. And these are all stored in your DNA, too, if you lived here that long. So you're going to actually know what happened if you can actually do a DNA reading on yourself, because your body was here with probably a different spirit in it, but it definitely knows what's happening. And that's why you probably have relief from these clearings and not knowing why. I might work on a headache for somebody, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I didn't have a headache, but man, my lower back feels better. How could a headache affect that? Well, maybe in that lifetime, that was also being used on that timeline where they worked with backs too. And so that's kind of the way it works. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Larry, you said you wanted some clearings as well.
Yeah. Yes, I do want a clearing. I had one last question and then asked for a clearing. So war is imminent because the aliens are not really convinced that they could lose the battle. Is that right?
Well, most of them, 99.9% of them, are very arrogant. Remember, they live in time, and they're in control of that time that they're in, and there's also something controlling them. So all they know is about is control, where the light is free choice, free will. So they don't understand it whatsoever. So they assume they can come into the light and take it over, which is what they have done here. This is why we're trapped here. Well, all of a sudden, when the true light comes and says, hey, you can't do this any longer, they just go, heck, we've been doing this for thousands of years. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Get out of our way, And then the light zaps them. And so that's just the way it works. And there's no real way to describe it other than that. And there's so many races out there that it's hard to, each day of my life now is different. as I start working with these things and getting rid of them. Because I have to find them, go out and look for them, and then we go after them. And for myself, it's kind of like the same similar process each day. And I may not see a result on it, but I can tell by you people that you've been feeling something. So it's kind of, you know, like I can think, what am I doing, wasting my time doing all of this here? Because I don't always see the results on it, but I do see it through other people. And, you know, the comments that I get on the fast chat about, well, I feel better. Well, that's what we're doing, you know, when I work on this stuff. And I could put in maybe a minimum of probably 3 hours to maybe 12 hours a day at doing this here. So it is time consuming. And then I also work when I'm sleeping. So it's just very interesting to do this work. And that's why I'm here. I'd rather be doing something else, I think, but maybe not, you know. I'd rather, like, you know, I wish I was a normal person where I could just go out and enjoy life. But
yeah.
This is very, very rewarding, especially when I see people on the fast chat saying, yeah, I feel much better now, you know, pain left me or something. You know, and you have to look at it. How could something leave you in, like, 30 seconds to a minute? You know, well, it's because the light chip is getting rid of this stuff. You know, this is not hypnosis or anything else. You know, everybody who had a problem like you, that is being relieved from them on these timelines. So, you know, that's a nice thing. So when you go on the parallel lifetime clearing, as you start doing yourself, you're also clearing it off for other people, too, at some point. So back
so
to
can
you.
I get a clearing with the memory, the crash, the timeline for the memory?
Okay, so what you want is a memory blockage type of thing. Is that what you want?
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what you want to have is better memory, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so here we go. A very interesting, I'm looking at that. I'm sorry, Larry, because when you're in time, you don't need your memory, okay?
Uh-huh,
you have to, you know, if you want to bring up more stuff, you can. You know, I don't normally, you know, live too much, and it's hard to do this, but I don't always remember things because I'm in the moment. So, you know, it's kind of like a paradox in a sense, okay? But here we go. This is to help you out with a better memory. Like what Carrie read earlier, the lady mentioned that she had a problem with knowing what day it was and what season it was even, because she's in the now. So here we go, Larry. This is for you.
Okay.
Better memory. And everybody else who would like to have that. So I'm going to do a timeline crash for that. And this will be the mind control that prevents you from remembering something, okay? Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is a big timeline crash. There's more than one of these timelines. There's maybe a couple dozen of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, see if that helps you.
Okay, thank you.
How's your body doing? Do you feel anything happening to it?
I don't feel anything from the memory area. I feel some resistance. I don't feel too much of anything happening at this point.
Okay, well, it might change in 5 minutes as
mm-hmm.
the timeline finishes crashing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we had another beep on.
Yeah, is anybody out there?
Hi, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna in New York.
Hi, Anna. Did you have a
Hi,
question
Carrie.
For Ron?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Ron. We've come to New York before and done workshops, and I want to say I'm one person that does feel the effect of everything that you're doing, so thank you so much, and thank you for not being a normal person.
Hear, hear,
right? You're a hero.
Absolutely.
So everybody knows you're a hero. So I, for one, celebrate you. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to say that truly the timelines must be crashing, because every day it just gets easier to just be in the world, like especially in New York City where there's just so much chaos. I mean, I'm getting trains on time. Like if they're like crazy homeless people, you just that doesn't happen anymore. So it's just this life is becoming easier. So thank you for that. I just actually just have a really bad cold. I have to see my family tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'm just wondering if I could just get some healing on that.
Okay, sure. Let's bring in some life force energy then. This will be the red energy.
Okay.
Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see if that will help you. Let's bring in an oxygen. Since you said you have a cold, maybe you need some oxygen for breathing. So here's number 17, oxygen. So one, take a deep breath if you can. Inhale, exhale, two, three, five. Okay, we'll bring in another oxygen, number 82 for healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in another oxygen, number, looks like 24. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Anna, there
wow.
you go.
Thank you so much. Can you tell me what those numbers mean, what they're for?
Okay, yeah. What happens is the light ship is looking right at you right now, seeing what you need for particular healing oxygen. And so each one will be dedicated to your needs. And it will also help everybody else listening. And so there's all different types of oxygen to help you. In fact, I'll bring in number one. You can sample that one. This one here may taste a little bit different here. One, you're going to probably taste it inside of your mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay. We'll see you later. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Well, the Fast Chat's pretty busy. Just before we close the topic of the timeline crashing, Ron, Reva has had several questions. I think you've answered quite a few of them, but she's just wondering what happens to the aliens. Do they die, or do some choose to go to the light, or what happens to them, she's asking.
They're always given the chance to go to the light. But like I said, most of them are so stubborn that they think they can control everything. So they just hold their ground and they get terminated. So they're no longer in existence, like poof.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works. And the light ship keeps going. They go to that. We'll say that they're in a spaceship. They go to the spaceship. From there, they'll go to what the spaceship is connected to. And they'll just keep going back and back and back and back and back until everything is destroyed of that particular race. And the races then, have the choice also to go to the light. But that's the way it works. And most of them don't even want to, because they're so used to being in control and mind controlled. But they do have that opportunity always. But they should not be here. And some of them actually, take on contracts from other races. They get paid money to do this stuff to you, in a sense, if you want to use our way of looking at how payments are made. And so some actually get a payoff to do this work, whatever that would be to them. And, kind of like people here that get paid to do bad things. So it's the same thing. And they just don't know what the light is and how powerful the light is, and that they should not be here. So that they eventually, hopefully, the alien races out there you know, the worst one so far, what I've worked with, is the Octurians, which are the octopus ones. And those I'm still working with, unfortunately. But there are some good ones, I'm sure. I won't say I'm sure. I would like to think there maybe are one or two of them out there that are good.
Maybe they're not here, though, because they wouldn't be messing with us.
Right. The ones that we're getting are the ones messing with us. So, and, you know, you wonder, people channel these things. And, you know, if they, you know, how can they channel through people? You know, because they have to be here, in a sense, to do that. So, you know, if they are here doing this, channeling, then they can't be good because they would know what they're doing. And knowing what they're doing, you know, is another situation because they're not always, you know, channeling light. People think they might be, but the light never channels. So you just get an information from somewhere, someplace, and that's kind of the problem that people have, thinking that they're channeling an Octurian or Mother Mary energy or something out there, or one of the alien groups, you know, out there, thinking that this is such a wonderful group because they chose you to channel through. And they're just using you, typically. And, you know, all they would really need to say, if they are from the light, then they'd say, well, go to your heart center, period. That's all they'd be telling you. You know, we don't do channeling, but go to your light. We're from, you know, we're in the light, we know about this, and we cannot channel through anybody here because we'd be giving you false information. That's the way I look at it, and I'm sure that ruffles channelers, you know, feathers all the time. But that's the way it is. So that's the way the light works. It does not do any channeling.
Right.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Ashley has an interesting question about timelines and belief. What does belief or belief systems, I guess, have to do with timelines? And then
okay.
The second part of her question is there no energy left in church meetings anymore? So that kind of goes with the first part of the question.
Yeah, it all depends. I would say that the energy is far less because a lot of those churches, the aliens have been destroyed that brought that church energy here. So we'll just say that you're a good Baptist, will say, and you know, go to the Baptist church, and then all of a sudden, you know, the aliens are taken away that are courted to your church to take away your energy. So if they're gone, you know, you can still put energy out, you know, from going to church every day, doing your prayers and whenever you do that, but the main energy pool that was there is probably not there any longer, but you can still create an energy pool. But the aliens that were responding to it initially are not there. Now, could another alien race take it over? Yeah, most definitely they could. But it might take a long time for them to be connected to it, to get that same amount of energy to cause you harm.
Right. So...
that question. Anything else I need to add to that, you think, Carrie?
I don't know. Belief systems and timelines, I guess that would just be sort of the same as the religion thing, but
yeah,
different timelines are attached to different races that are feeding different belief systems down here.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. And
so
your belief system is typically tied into a timeline, and it kind of depends, you know, how that timeline is affecting you and what you're getting out of it.
Yeah. So Pete in Australia is asking, do you start losing things when timelines are crashed?
I would say probably not.
Probably the opposite. They probably start reappearing here.
Yeah, more than likely. But if for some reason, well, that's a really good question. So if you lost something already, okay, and it's been gone, and a timeline has crashed, it could be gone forever, okay? That's a possibility. because you're not going to go back to that timeline to retrieve it. Because it's not necessarily going to come back to you because the timeline is disintegrated along with everything on that timeline. All those movie sets are gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're probably not going to lose anything with that timeline being crashed if you already have it in front of you. So you're not going to lose your favorite pencil when a timeline gets crashed that you may have been using on that timeline. You're now going to have it. So I hope I answered that okay for you.
And what about anything that was taken there that was made in the light, and then the timeline that it's trapped on crashes? Where does that go?
I would imagine that the blueprint is dematerialized, brought back to the light ship.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's see. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left. Jerry's asking why the oxygens have different colors.
That's the way that you can probably identify with that energy yourself. I could have put numbers on it, but I decided to put colors instead because some people are very visual. So just by seeing a number in front of your face, you know, like a number 2 or 5 or you know, 29, it's not going to mean too much, but you may actually be able to tune in more for the experience of having the colors. And that's why we have colors. Plus, you can blend them together. So it'd be much harder to blend numbers because you would not really understand it that well. So we decided to put colors in for you. So you can get different rainbows even of different ones if you wish to blend them.
Okay, and then Reva is asking, relating to what you were saying about channeling, who are the channelers really channeling when they say that they're channeling Christ?
Who are they, or what are they channeling?
What are they channeling, yeah.
What are they? Well, it's the light of the darkness. So they're channeling something out there. It could be an entity. It could be an alien race that wants to come through. And the information, like I say, could be fine. It could sound great, you know, but it's not going to be that energy because the light does not channel that. You know, it does not channel through anything. All it can do is bring forth light. And you're a part of that light, and the light does not judge anything. So by channeling anything at all, it would be judging because we have words here. And the words then are interpreted through emotions and feelings, okay? And right away, those two energetic bodies, your emotional body and your feeling body, is going to respond to a word a certain way. And the words will not will change throughout time, okay? And that's why they don't channel. That's why you must go to your heart center to get your own information. And that's the whole thing. So who or what are they channeling? That's a good question. It's not anything of the light. The light does not do that. It could be your neighbor's dog that died, you know, coming through as Christ or Jesus or something. Or it could be your grandmother. It could be anything out there that has a consciousness that wishes to work through your brain to get words to come to you to talk to yourself or other people. And that's just the way they work.
Yep. So Derek is talking about a buzzing energy. There's a little bit of chit-chat going on the fast chat about what this might be, and he's asking, what is the buzzing energy, I guess, that's gone now that he didn't know was there until it was gone? Do you have any input on that?
All I could figure is maybe it was one of the timelines crashing, and you might be feeling that buzzing, because some timelines can take about 15 minutes to crash. So you may have actually felt your body having that sensation, and all of a sudden it got crashed, and then that went away from you, because your body will respond to it. Remember, your body is very, very sensitive, and we don't give our body enough respect or enough acknowledgement of what it's going through here. All we can do is kind of think and perceive what it's going through, but it's, you know, I don't know if anybody would ever want to come back to this planet again with the alien control here. I would think if your bodies could communicate without your mind, it would look for that bus ticket out of here really quick. or probably actually probably be, you know, a plane ticket. A bus would be too slow.
Oh, yeah. Tina is saying that she's finding great relief from doing the dark side practitioner clearings. And she's asking, how do you keep a dark side practitioner from sending you more mind control?
Ah, okay. Each time you use that clearing, that mind pool of energy that they're using is being dissipated. So at some time, some point in time, that pool will be no longer. Now, if they keep thinking of you, then they're going to be connecting to you. You might just do that cord release. Just start releasing cords from you. Maybe they're connecting to your energy in your head with cordings, okay? So remember, the light doesn't really have that much defense against these things. So you have to kind of like get a fly swatter out and get rid of them. You might, when I get the new clearing up, maybe we could do a dark side. In fact, I'll do it now. We'll do a dark side practitioner clearing. And just think of somebody that's sending you bad vibes, okay? Whatever that means to you, okay? Somebody thinking of you in maybe a way that you don't like them to think of you. And I'm going to do a timeline crash. Here we go. And you might even see physical faces in front of you as they get flying off this timeline, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, this is heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that feels for everybody. That could take a little while to complete. But a question about Maldek, a while back, I don't know how to answer that question quite yet, okay?
That was Pauline.
Yeah. Maybe we could do some research on that and find out. I have heard about that, but I don't know what to do with that race there, okay? So, got a thing, a question about, boy, our show's about over. We can go probably a couple minutes here, I guess.
Yeah.
Temple of Dark Side Practitioner. Okay, think of somebody that's causing you problems in your life. Here we go. Releasing this here. Counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, just see how you feel. Normally what I like people to do is think of a place in their body that maybe has pain, maybe something sore, because they're attaching to you with maybe a hex or spell or something. And then you might feel it get relief. Another one about the billboard clearing, what that mainly is for is to input on there where you are right now in your life, how people view you, okay? What you're transmitting, what you're telling people psychically about yourself, okay? So that could be anything. And it's done for what your mind is doing to you on that. It's what other people are writing on your billboard. And then how the aliens are also writing on your billboard to control your life through your natal chart and the planets and stuff. So there's three boxes there. You can normally put the same thing in each box. And then what you do underneath that, you want to write down how you want to change. So the first box clears that away from you, erases your billboard. Just think of going to school, having a chalkboard up, and all that stuff is erased. And now you imprint on there using the dark side energies because they gave you this here. You put down what you want to have, how you want your life to be different. And normally within a few days, you're going to see a change. And then recheck it again, see what it's saying, okay? And keep updating your billboard. This is active for you. The cost is $20 for the month to get on that. And that could help you out a whole bunch because you're able now to take control of your life because everybody reads you psychically. That's why people go to psychic readers to see what's going on in their life, what their problems are. Who are they going to be dating next and everything else, you know, it's finances and money, you know, which is what one of the things our people ask about. Another one is relationship. One's about jobs. So what are you transmitting? You know, are you saying that you, out loud you're saying, I want to have a new job, but on your billboard it says, nope, this person is a failure. They have to stay in their old job. and you try to find a job interview and the person reads your billboard and goes, oh, I don't want this person, you know, they're not going to be worthy of me hiring because they read that from you. So in a way, you could say that your billboard is like what your body language is transmitting. That's one way to look at it if you can't wrap yourself around a psychic reading or psychic energy. So our time is kind of coming to an end here. You want to add anything? We have our 8-hour call, the last one for this month, this Sunday. We'll be doing some more 8-hour calls with the 4-hour one in December. And then the first part of the year, maybe the first week here, I don't have my calendar up, but we will be doing our normal once a year energy. Boy, I just felt like we did it. It will probably be on Saturday the 1st, I believe, and we'll be able to do that to feel the energies that will more than likely be here for each month. These will be the ascension energies. It is quite interesting for people who did it last time, the times before. I think this will be the fourth year of doing this here, and how people actually sense the way the energy is moving toward that. It's not that it's going to be 100% that way, but it's what is kind of in the scheme of things that could possibly happen, okay? So remember, the light only works in the present moment, but since it is clearing out timelines, it's kind of an indication of what's going to be happening throughout the year. So, but it's not a prediction. It's just a way that you can actually wrap yourself around the energy to kind of get an idea of what it's going to be like. So, back to you, Carrie, and I'll be signing off here. Our next program is on this Friday, Station 2. Then we do our Q&A after that at 8 o'clock PST.
Okay, great. Well, anyone who didn't get to their questions, we'll see you on Friday. I think Sylvia is probably going to be back on Friday. So type in your questions again. And I'll just one last quick thing. The last timeline crash you did for the dark side practitioner stuff, I'm feeling a lot at the top of my head, so I'm thinking probably the chakra closing clearing would be good for that too. That's just occurring to me because of what I'm feeling from this.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and it looks like Reva said, yeah, in December we're going to be doing the 8-hour calls again. Our last one for this month will be this Sunday, then we'll start over again in December where you get 28 hours of healing for $200. And then I think December 1st, which will be Saturday, we'll be doing the special call. January 1st, we'll be doing the a call to sample the energies of the light ship that's going to be coming here for ascension energies. It's quite interesting to feel them. So anyway.
Okay, great.
See you later, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening.
And a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Hey. Bye, everybody.